Hello there. Welcome to another audio file. And this one is, I couldn't explain it in just a little paragraph for you. And it's very interesting to watch the negotiations. Now, part of a key to our oil trade is my firm belief that there won't be peace in the valley. Let me tell you why. We got four demands from Hamas for before they wanted to even begin negotiations to begin. One was that Israel must release all hostages. Israel. Now, they hold thousands and thousands of prisoners, many of whom were known terrorists, convicted of horrible acts. That's a non-starter. Israel's going to release 4,000 people to get back maybe 40. The next thing is a complete defeat. Israel must unconditionally withdraw from Gaza, which means the war is over. Hamas and their terrorists survive, and they're going to get billions and billions of aid money to rebuild the tunnels and restock the Iranian rocket supply. Allow the displaced Palestinians to return to their homes? Well, here's a newsflash. You ain't got no fucking home. It's a pile of rubble. So that's kind of an interesting approach. You let humanitarian aid to enter the Gaza Strip. Now, this is an interesting one because the humanitarian aid has formed a new cycle of terrorism. Let me tell you what they've done. You have a huge number of hospitals that were built in Gaza, 22 of them, for a very small area. It didn't make any sense. A huge number of ambulances. And so the network was basically to make sure that no matter anyone who attacked Israel would automatically be guilty of a humanitarian crisis. Why? Because you had the human shields, hospitals, babies, and incubators. My God, how horrible. Schoolhouses, aid centers, food distribution points were all part of where Hamas terrorists hid. They actually dressed as doctors. And when getting into the hospitals, found huge stashes of weapons and entry to the underground world. So the problem is that the transportation system was humanitarian aid trucks, which up to recently weren't even checked. And they were loaded with bombs and weapons, which were smuggled into Egypt and then going through the aid corridors. So what my point is, there's nothing to talk about. If Israel agrees to those conditions, the war is for nothing. Hamas command and control leadership survives. The Gazans are basically prisoners. You don't criticize Hamas and live in Gaza and survive to live another day. And so the problem is that you've got to stop their ability to form an army, destroy their command and control in its entirety, and you've got to do something even nastier, and that is you've got to kill their leadership. And negotiations, how they survive. Remember, they took the hostages knowing that this would come. They set up their command and control structure in hospitals and places that would automatically allow them to call it a humanitarian crisis, and hopefully the world would get in as many times before and stop Israel from doing what it had to do. So I would say that there's no peace in the valley. This is not going to end nicely, and the war goes on. So key to my oil trade is that I believe that the war intensifies. Hamas' fight for survival means that the Houthis and Hezbollah to the north have to join the fray, which they are. The Russians are seizing upon an opportunity to keep the world bogged down in Gaza and Israel so the detention is not focusing on the Ukraine. And America is agreeing to another weapons shipment with a lot of conditions. So the pressure is enormous on world leaders to respond to the Hamas terrorist very cleverly created humanitarian crisis, which means that there's being no peace in the valley, which means the war intensifies, which means oil, which is now getting a short supply, especially diesel fuel, by the way. So that all spells to me a much higher oil price. And don't forget the Golden Cross, which brings in the candlestick assholes. So if I got the fundamentals going my way and technicals going my way in a trade, I want to stay in that trade until something dramatically changes. Right now, I'm not seeing any change.